Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Welcome, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, and welcome to another edition of our Life by Life West. On our screen today, as you can see, my co-host, my partner in life and health and everything else in the world, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Mary, welcome.
Hi.
And we also got a really wonderful guest with us coming to us from St. Louis, Missouri. We got Dr. Edgar Everett. Welcome, Edgar.
Hey. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm going to tell everyone a little bit about you, and then we're going to jump into our conversation. Dr. Edgar graduated 20 years ago. So he graduated in 2000 from Logan College in St. Louis, originally from East St. Louis, Illinois. Now he's living in St. Louis, Missouri, just across the river. He's been involved in a lot of things in chiropractic, ABCA, ICA, all the alphabet soups around that, but also in Evoke. He was one of the founders of Evoke, and we'll probably get into that a little bit. He's got two practices in the St. Louis area. They're called Proficient Chiropractic, taking care of a lot of people and doing amazing things in chiropractic. Speaks all over the country, but probably the most thing he's proud about is his three beautiful daughters. He's got a 12-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 19-year-old that he just dropped off her second year of college over at Howard University. And just doing amazing things in chiropractic. And we finally kind of nailed you down, man, to get you into this conversation. You're a hard one, bro. You're all over the place.
I try to sit still, but it doesn't really work, man. It doesn't work.
Nah,
I get anxious. You've been on our list for a while.
Have I? Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And not a hit list. let's get this person reel them in list, you know, kind of
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, awesome.
Awesome. Well, can we get, before we jump into like what you're passionate about, what we're going to speak about, we usually ask people, you know, how they got into chiropractic, but since most of the answers, you know, instead of like how I found chiropractic, most people talk about how chiropractic found them. Mm-hmm. So I've never heard your story. So I would love you to share with the audience just how chiropractic found you. What's your story?
Sure. I would love to say that like I had my dad was a chiropractor or like I had some sort of injury or I went, it really wasn't like that for me. I was dropping a friend off at work and she happened to work at a chiropractor's office. And the chiropractor was walking out of the office, loading up his, I'll never forget this, his red 4Runner that I loved. He was loading it up with his bags and some stuff from his office. And she introduced us. And so we talked for a few minutes and I asked him where he was going. He said he was going to China for a month. And I told him, whatever it is you do for a living, that's what I want to do.
Interesting.
Only because I knew I wanted to travel the world. And if whatever he was doing allowed for him to travel the world, that was good enough for me. So that was my introduction to chiropractic. Then, you know, I'm old enough that they had the books at school that had all the occupations in it. So I went to school and went to my high school, looked in the library and read about chiropractic. I wrote an essay for a scholarship that I had to do on chiropractic. And that was pretty much it. Wow. I did some marketing for a chiropractor when I was in undergrad, which I didn't know was going to come in so handy. Mm-hmm. But I did that. I did the mall thing, right? With the Sam. I did that. Yep. I did that in the mall.
I hated that.
Which is, oh my gosh. But it was amazing training for me. I didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah.
And I was making 20 bucks a referral. And it was, you know, I was rich then in school. So I was very motivated to, you know, really, really make some money. So I learned a lot. I learned a lot early on.
I love it. Well, as a side note, man, were you able to like flip the sign, like throw it up and have it spin? And they always got my attention. I have to tell you.
Right.
They were phenomenal. It was a great way to advertise. Right.
Yeah. I wish I could have done that. But most of the time I was just kind of standing there looking weird, trying to get people to come over and stand on the machine.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because, you know, that is a true testament of how chiropractic found you. You know, the right place, the right time. The guy's walking out. You're dropping off your friend. The doctor's walking out. You get to meet him and say, "Where are you going? What are you doing?" "I'm going to China." Boom. You know, just hit you. Then what happened when you found out about chiropractic?
You know, at first, not much. Right. So I read about it, and then I worked for a chiropractor. It was really just a job. And then one day the chiropractor says, "Hey, come hang out in the office while we're seeing patients." Uh-huh. And that was it. That was the moment, because it was the first time I had actually been in a doctor's office where everybody that came in was glad to be there. They wanted to be there. I'd never been in a doctor's office where people wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Everybody seemed happy. The staff was happy. The doctor was kind of bouncing around, taking care of people. And I was like, this is something different.
Yeah.
And that was really like the moment. I sat next to this lady. She was in her 90s, said she had never been to a medical doctor in her entire life. The only doctor she had ever seen her entire life was a chiropractor. And it blew my mind, because she drove herself to the office at 90 years old. So I figured whatever she was doing the right thing.
Wow. And you think about that. Like, if you were, when you were dropping your friend off at work, if you were a minute or two early or late and never met him, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, you probably would never have that job. And
how
never
those things happen.
So chiropractic.
Yeah, I think about it all the time. The funny thing is,
a great story.
My daughter's elementary school is literally around the corner. So one day I dropped her off at school and I'd driven past, I don't know, dozens of times. And one day I said, that was the office. So it was kind of this full circle kind of moment. He wasn't there anymore. It was, I think it was a massage place now. But I was like, that's the office. And it all kind of flooded back to me, because the place I'd taken her was foreign. I had never been there before.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah,
so it was really cool. It was really cool.
So story.
Cool.
It's so cool how it happens. You know, I got a question for you, because, you know, you obviously, you know, and we had breakfast when I first met you. I don't know how many years ago it was, maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, you know, but we had breakfast together with, you know, I call you guys the three amigos, you know, you and Frank Vaught, you know, and Frank just spoke at the Wave. He just did a phenomenal job, man. I know that.
Always.
He's my brother from a different mother, you know, I mean, literally grew up. He went to the same high school my dad went to in Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah. We're all from Detroit. And, and then of course, you know, Dr. Xavier Tipler, you know, Shea, because he's so smooth, right? Like Shea butter. He's so smooth.
Exactly.
Shea. And, you know, and you guys, you know, when you started Evoke, and I know that, you know, you started Evoke, I mentioned it in our introduction, and, you know, Evoke is mostly it helps anybody, but to really kind of empower and up level, you know, doctors of color, and, you know, you're three African Americans, and, you know, and it's just so cool to see that, you know, you guys have me come out and speak at Evoke, and it's just such a needed thing. And, you know, the question that's kind of on my mind that I just want to start with is what are the challenges? You know, I think our audience, listen, you know, I think you were a little bit shocked when I said that before the show started, you know, when Mary asked me, you know, what percentage of our college, you know, is Caucasian. And I said 38% is Caucasian, you know, people go, what, you know, that I never knew that, you know, but then our next highest, you know, demographic from 38% goes to Asian, and it goes Latino. When we get to the Black population, it's down low. And in fact, I think in our profession right now, we're somewhere around 2 to 4%, maybe. I don't know, the number can shift, but, and I think people need to understand, you know, what the challenges are that can be there. So I just want to ask you that, because that's just on the tip of my mind right now.
Sure. I think one of the biggest things that impacts that 2% number, because that's basically the number at most chiropractic schools and in chiropractic in general, is exposure. Right. It's all about exposure. I ran into a chiropractor when I was in high school. Yeah. My plan was to be a history teacher. And it's exposure, right? If you don't know a chiropractor, you never met a chiropractor, you don't know what chiropractic is, you're not going to be a chiropractor. So much of it is about exposure. I think if I could pinpoint one thing, that's really what it would be. So it really is about, you know, a kid going to a chiropractor when they grow up, or meeting a chiropractor when, you know, he comes to speak at your school, or mm-hmm. there being a chiropractic school on your university campus, right? On those career days. Those moments are the moments where kids who don't have parents in a particular profession or uncles or, you know, are not connected to a particular profession. That's how they all decide what they want to do, is who they met and how they were exposed to something is really how it happens. I loved my history teacher in high school. It's the reason I wanted to be a history teacher. Yeah. It's about exposure.
Yeah. And I think a big piece around that is also, I mean, obviously, and I've learned this throughout the years, is that, you know, Asian people trust Asian doctors, right? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and Black people trust Black doctors, you know, and I remember we had a talk, who was the president of ABCA? I think she's from the St. Louis area.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Edwards, yeah.
Huh?
Yep, Dr. Michaela Edwards.
Yeah, Michaela, exactly.
Yeah.
She gave a great talk about midwifery and how Black women of childbirth, you know, do not trust white gynecologists or what, you know, sure. And it was a phenomenal talk. And yet, when people wonder, like, well, why aren't Black people in chiropractic schools? Because we don't have a lot of, it's a population that we're not serving, obviously.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. That's a big part of it is a population that isn't being served. Like, there's not a lot of attention been paid to the African American population, and so much of it about, you talk about in healthcare. I always say that I believe that your health is really sacred, and you should experience it however you want to experience it. It's one of those places where it's okay to be discriminatory. And what I mean by that is if you want a particular race, if you want a male or a female, if you want to experience it this way or that way, I feel like your health is so important and so personal. And we know how much of that can be mental and spiritual.
Yeah.
Those things all need to align in order for you to get the best care possible. I wholeheartedly believe that. And mm-hmm. one of the problems that we have is that not everybody has the ability to be able to experience that whenever they want to. So that's why we need more minorities in chiropractic, so that when they come, when a patient comes in, they know that the doctor is speaking their language, right? Can understand where they're coming from or what they've been through, or how they see the world. All those things are key. We know those are key factors in how well people get. If they don't feel that connection, then it is more difficult to get the results. That's just a fact. It's a fact of life. It's a fact of health.
Yeah. Yeah. Mary, you probably felt that as a woman, you know, sure. when you graduated in 1986, right?
Right.
I mean, there were 20% maybe, you know, women in or right. 10%. I don't know what it was.
Same thing.
When you were in school, you know? Well,
I think it was around 10%, but like in listening to the conversation, yes, there weren't a lot of women, but I was so focused on like being a chiropractor that I was like, I can only do one thing. So I was like, I'm going to be a chiropractor instead of fighting this fight to get more women. But mm-hmm. as you know, Ron, I had no role model either.
Yeah.
So my role models were all men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when things didn't work out for me, I was like, I just had to like create a wheel. I was just like, how do I do this? And I had to like make it up on my own. So now that's why the female students now are like, they're like, tell us how you do this. And I'm like, yeah, don't reinvent the wheel. Like there's tons of women now ask questions about that. So, but I kind of want to dig deeper into this. So what is Evoke doing, or what are you doing to get more exposure? Like, and how can people do this? Like,
yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways. We do a lot of, Xavier and I are partners here in practice in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of speaking in our community. We're at a lot of high schools, elementary schools. We're at every event, church event that we can, you know, that we can get in front of an audience and talk about chiropractic. I think that's really, really important to just get out in the community and talk about chiropractic as much as possible, because there are kids in the audience, you know,
yep.
you know, based on, you know, where we're talking right now, there are kids in the audience. So it is important for them to see us standing up there talking about what it is we do. That's the first thing. The other thing is the experience I believe we create inside our practice, because people are not mostly commenting about the care they receive. They're commenting about the experience.
Yeah,
that's how people refer to your office. That's how people talk about chiropractic. That's how it comes up, is their experience that they had. So we focus really, really sharply on the experience in our practice, because we know what that leads to as far as, you know, the word getting out about chiropractic. Those are two ways that we're doing it daily. With Evoke, we are a bunch of different things, right? A podcast and a bunch of speaking events and our annual conference and things that we're doing with partnering with chiropractors to open practices. Mm-hmm. And coaching. And so a lot of different things within the chiropractic profession to really mentor, you know, in a general sense, mentor young chiropractors on how to grow and develop their practice and really be pillars in their community.
Mm-hmm. What are the challenges? You know, like if I was to ask you the top three challenges or one to three challenges, whatever it is, what do you find that you're hearing from either whether they're students about to graduate or doctors mm-hmm. who are already out there?
Sure. It's two things that I believe are the two main things. Let me go back for a second, because I believe that one of the ways that we can grow chiropractic the most in the minority community is for minorities to have their own practices, mm-hmm. because that's the exponential growth, right? We can put a bunch of chiropractors in one practice, right? But that's not the exponential growth. For them to grow out and to open practices in all these communities across the country is how you get the exponential growth and how we move that 2% number. And so I believe it's two things. It's the coaching, right? It's someone, you know, that already created the wheel, showing you how to use it. That's the first thing. And then the other thing is access to capital. You know, African-Americans, by and large, just don't have the means to open a practice.
Yeah.
And those are the two biggest barriers that I see. And, you know, because they don't have, you know, the many of them are first generation chiropractors, almost all of them. And many didn't come from backgrounds where their parents could just kind of cut them a check or even co-sign for a business loan.
Right.
So it puts them in a very, very tough position. Right. So they're shoestringing it, you know, trying to put a practice together, or they're forced to go have to work for someone. Mm-hmm. And so it's really those two things. It is the mentoring and it's the access to capital.
Yeah. 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 It's interesting. I did a course, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 5 years ago. And it was, it talked about if a white person, both have the exact same skill set, exact same education, everything's exactly the same. And a white person would get a loan from a bank.
Sure.
Eight times more than a black person. Mm-hmm. And it was just talking about, you know, those microaggressions and things like that people don't understand, you know, that's there. Whether I'm not saying right. We're not going to pick apart the world right now. But mm-hmm. I think people have to understand that it's much more difficult being a minority and walking in and saying, hey, I'm a chiropractor. I want to be able to do this. And you know, who's going to be giving you money? Right.
Right.
You know, when you talk about that, you talk about money, you talk about mentoring, you know, obviously mentoring they can find, right? Because, you know, I mean, it's difficult, but you've got people like yourself and Trey and Shay and Frank.
Dr. Frank,
you know, and there's other people too, you know, obviously.
Sure. There's plenty. You
know,
yeah.
And APCA is growing phenomenally, mm-hmm. you know. And if for our viewers, it's American Black Chiropractic Association, and they're bringing in anyone, just people of color. But
yeah,
but there's got to be other things that happen, you know, like whether it's in school. You know, one of the mm-hmm. things that I get from our students, we do a seminar every Friday in all school assembly, and you know, and I've been asked by our SABCA chapter, right? Hey, can we get people of color on stage? I said, absolutely. You know, mm-hmm. they want to be able to relate to somebody who's right there, like, you know, looks like them, you know, like you said, knows kind of where they're coming from, you know, or where they came from, and have a similar story, or at least a story that's relatable. You know, those people coming out, besides capital and mentoring, is there anything else that where you see some of the bigger challenges?
Yeah, I think you pointed to some of those, like in school. Just that experience can be very, very difficult for African Americans. I was, you know, I'm speaking from experience. Yeah. It's very, very difficult for there not to be a lot of people who look like you. Not only that, to come in with these certain complexes that we develop because of these barriers, right? These invisible barriers that mm-hmm. are present. Just how we interact with professors, how we interact with administration. Things like that, you know, can be really difficult for, I think, students going through that process. And they are worn down, you know, by the time they're getting towards the end of chiropractic school, they're mm-hmm. worn down and, you know, and really disheartened. So, you know, then you get to the graduation day, and then the next day you realize it's not over.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's just going to get more difficult. At least you were inside an institution. Now you're out here on your own.
Right.
I think it's just kind of this, it's really kind of this overall, you know, kind of weight, that I see a lot, that I felt, and I see a lot in students, getting towards the end of their, you know, their education and new docs getting into practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's like there's a light, you're right, at the graduation. I didn't think about it. Like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's like a dim light because it's not like there's no weight being lifted off your shoulders.
No, it's like somebody blew out the candle, right? Like
it's like, yeah, you just added another 5 pounds to your shoulders.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So we try to help really prepare them for that transition.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of talking about what's next, because chiropractic school is difficult. I always tell people chiropractic school is the most difficult school in healthcare. And people don't understand that. It really is the most difficult school in healthcare.
It is.
And so when you get through that process, like I said, you're kind of worn down. But you and because of that, they're not thinking as much about what the next step is.
Right.
Because they're just trying to make it from day to day. Right. There's 7 tests this week. Yeah. And that's a real thing for everybody who's a non-chiropractor. That's a real thing. I didn't make that up. There are times where there's 5
more than 7
tests. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah. No other school is experiencing that. Nobody else is experiencing that. And so, you know, they're not thinking a lot about the future because they got to stay so focused on what's in front of them, you know, today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is interesting because, you know, usually it's like the biggest thing we hear from chiropractors when they graduate school is they kind of leave the bubble. Everybody thinks like them. Everybody, you know, yeah. they have the same process as far as the lens they see through, they see health through, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. Right. And then you go over to the town that you're going to be in and you're not waking up every day or next to people, you know, first thing in the morning when you walk in that are just like you, you know, as far as chiropractic. Right.
Yep.
Add that layer on, like you just talked about, you know, add that layer on. There's no one who looks like me. There's no the mentorship, all that other stuff. And man, I could see, Mary, you said 5 pounds. It feels like it could be 25 pounds, you know? It's big. But I think there's solutions, right?
And there are definitely.
You know, and I think, you know, and you know, what are some of the top solutions that you see, or you know, what are some ideas you have?
Yeah, mentorship is the number one by far, and everything else is way second. Is connecting with doctors who have gone through what you want to go through, or have gone through what you're about to go through. Doctors that are where you want to be, finding those leaders in chiropractic and connecting yourself to them, however you can. I feel like it's the most important thing that you can do, as a new doc, and learn. Because it's a whole new education once you get out of school that you got to go through. And so learn from these experienced doctors. I believe that's the one mistake that I see a lot of, especially African-American doctors make. We're so used to kind of doing things on our own. And like I said, kind of being on our own island and not asking for help. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very cultural for us. And so it becomes this handicap because you're not getting the advice. You're not getting the shortcuts. You know, it takes you 6 months to figure out something you could have figured out in one phone call.
Yeah.
So that I think is the number one solution. You know, beyond that, like everything else is such a distant second, because that's helped with how you get financing, how to start a practice, how to hire a CA, processes and procedures, specific adjustments, you know, all of these marketing in your community, all that stuff will come from having these 2 or 3 or 4 mentors in chiropractic that can really help you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have a question. So have there been students that came to Evoke who graduated, who've mentored under the 3 of you, or probably sounds like there's more, mm-hmm. and that now their mentors is like, I mean, because that would be the most sustainable. Have you been seeing that?
We have been seeing it. We're in it just long enough that we're starting to really see that students that we had when they were in school and when they got out of school and we coached them in practice are now really kind of, you know, leaning into speaking more and going to chiropractic schools and presenting and being a part of the students' lives and all of those things. That's really rewarding to see one, doctors grow and be successful, but really have the, you know, kind of the heart to want to serve, you know, new students. Yeah, we are seeing that a bunch.
And because that makes me happy, because that's the most sustainable model. Because the three of you, and it sounds like there's more, you can't do it all yourselves. And what happens when, you know, as you go up the chain, so to speak.
Right.
So
that
makes me happy to know that you like, you're mentoring future leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we, you know, we grow. So we, you know, we grow into other things. Right.
Yeah.
And it's more difficult, honestly, to touch as many students as it used to be for us.
Yeah.
So being able to see other, you know, docs that have a heart for that, really doing it is really, really good. It's really helpful.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and I just heard Dr. Brandy talk. I was just at the summit in Florida at the FCA.
Awesome.
And
she's awesome.
And yeah, she's awesome, man. She is awesome. And she just, you know, kind of gave a report on ABCA, and it was just heartwarming. You know, I really was heartwarming to hear all the things that are happening and what's going on. And there's a lot that's coming together, and it'll continue, you know, it'll continue to grow, continue to come together. And there's, you know, I'm just thrilled, you know, because I see this community. I mean, I've been telling my team that, you know, I'd like Life West to be the first chiropractic college to be on a historic, an HBCU, you know. And I think that we need, you know, Howard has its medical school, it should have a chiropractic school.
I know.
You know, I agree.
You know,
I agree.
And so should other schools, you know.
Yeah.
So and I think we'll see that in the near future. I think it's going to be coming. And it is a population, you know, that needs to be served. It is a population that needs to be able to have it. They're already in alignment with it.
Yeah.
You know, as you know.
That's right. That's right.
You know, African Americans are already in alignment with and most minorities, and probably maybe out of default than design, you know, because of the lack of trust. For, you know, for Caucasian doctors, they just end up like that woman takes care of herself, you know, for, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't know her story, but it's still there. And then and being able to have the midwives from years and years ago and the natural way of moving, you know, and that kind of stuff. So it's already there. It's just plugging in the pieces now, make that happen, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Culturally, chiropractic is a really good fit. When we get out and we speak about chiropractic, you see everybody doing this. Like, this is what I've been looking for. You're exactly what you're saying, right? The nervous system and the power of the body and what God created and all of those things align so well with us culturally that for us, it's really just getting out and telling people that what chiropractic is and that we exist. And it's not a lot of convincing, right? It's not a bunch of convincing what we do nowadays, which is awesome. But there is a lot of work to be done.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Oh,
always.
Sure.
Keeps us young, right?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, man. It's been a pleasure, my man. It's been a pleasure. And you know, you got a lot of knowledge in your in the 20 years in chiropractic. There's a wealth of knowledge inside of you that we got to keep pulling out. Mary, we're kind of hitting the end. We have a question that we ask all of our guests. Mary, I'll let you start.
Okay. So the ethos of the college at Life West is to give, to do, to love, to serve out of one's own abundance. Okay. So out of those four words, give, do, love, and serve, with where you're at just right now at this moment in life, which one of those words just hit you on a certain level, on the deepest level, and why?
It's crazy because I feel them all. Yeah. I feel them all at this point, kind of in my life. But I would probably say give. I feel like I'm at a point where, and we spoke about this a little bit before we got on, is I'm really at a point where I want to see exponential growth in chiropractic. And that's the thing I'm most passionate about. And exponential growth comes through successful chiropractors. Yeah. One chiropractor can see many. I can only adjust so many people. So I'm super passionate about giving all of the knowledge that I've collected, you know, over the years, all the mistakes I've made over the years and all the successes I've had over the years, and sharing those with young doctors. helping them to be successful so that they can get out into all these communities around the country and make sure that minorities are getting adjusted, because we want minorities getting adjusted just like everybody else. And there's a lot of work to be done in that area. So I feel really passionate about that. I just told my staff the other day, we have 10, 12 staff now. And I just told them, you know, I want to see 100. I want to see 100 staff. I want to see 70 doctors and 30 CAs, because I want all of these practices all over the country that are serving in the way that we serve, because I feel like it's very special in what we do and how we serve our community. So for me right now, it really is giving, you know, to young doctors.
And it sounds from just the last 25 minutes, I know that you're doing all of those four things. And I'm happy that you're in the giving stage right now, because it is making a difference and we need it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You've inspired me today.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. This has been awesome. Thank you, guys. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you. Thanks for your time. And I got, before we sign off, I just got a question. Who's the boxer in your family over your right shoulder? That picture.
Not in my family. It would be awesome if Muhammad Ali was in my family.
Oh, that's Ali.
All right. We couldn't see his face.
Yeah,
I see it now. I only saw him from like his arm down, you know. I took care of Ali.
That's my mom. That's my mom right there.
Oh, I love it. Was she in the military?
Yeah. She was in the Army.
I love it.
Nice.
I love it. Well, I took care of Ali. I'll tell you about that another time.
But
we got to sign off. But man, Dr. Edgar, it's been wonderful. You are a breath of fresh air, man. You're the light that you bring, and the, you know, it's going to illuminate for our people who are graduating, especially our people of color, but all people are graduating to hear your story and what, you know, you are going to be doing in the future to be able to create a brighter future for humanity, and especially for our students and young doctors coming out. So thank you for all that you're doing for chiropractic, you know.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you doing this and the way that you serve chiropractic. I mean, it's immeasurable. These kind of things, right? And this is just your time, right? This is you giving your time. And so these are the things that make what we do special, that makes the chiropractic community special, because, you know, we're the ones, you know, wanting to serve in this way and wanting to see this amazing thing that we have grow.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a big thanks needs to go to our audience. You know, thank you for coming day in and day out, week in and week out. You know, we drop these Life by Life West every other week. The opposite weeks are a Life West Leadership Line. And thank you. You know, it's growing because of you, growing because you're sharing this, you know, this message with other chiropractors and just people in general, you know, people in your practice. So thank you so much, you know, and we'll keep producing these as long as you keep wanting to hear them and our numbers keep growing the way they are. So we certainly appreciate you, and we hope that you gained some knowledge today, especially around the community, especially around how we could be serving more people in chiropractic, right? Whether they're minorities or even people just in your town, to be able to get out and start reaching more people with this beautiful thing called chiropractic. So thank you. And for Dr. Edgar, Dr. Miriam, myself, until we see you again at another Life by Life West, we'll bid you adieu and just keep telling people that they are much more powerful than they were ever led to believe. And we love and appreciate you. We'll see you the next time on Life by Life West. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.